It is the fourth hour of Global Transmission Against Tyranny. As a lawless, out-of-control, frothing government engages in tyranny, always rationalizing it by procedure, always cloaking it in lawyer talk. James Whale from the UK joins us, coming up with big developments dealing with free speech in the next segment. So, we post a link up on Infowars.com and post a few paragraphs that says, telecoms give police info without a warrant. Now, this article is actually written as an acclimator. It is written to condition you to accept it. It is done in a palatable way. How this is being done for your own good and how this is a wonderful thing. But the cop, the Austin cop who posted, identified himself as an Austin cop, and it sounds just like one, I have no doubt it isn't, says, oh, this is our bull. This is our, we're making this up. Well, I happen to have the whole article. You can link through to the Seattle Post-Intelligencer article. Headline, using cell phones to find missing persons pushes law. Wireless carriers give a location to police without a warrant. Now, it goes on to say how reasonable it is. You know, somebody said they're going to commit suicide. Nobody knows where they are. They use a cell phone to track them. In fact, it looks like just in Austin a couple days ago, some guy said he was going to go mass shoot at Walmart, and they used it to stop him. But that's probable cause. So in a way, I can actually agree with that. You know, they called him and said, yeah, we know he's doing it. Give it to us right now. But the problem is, see, this is how this was all introduced to us. This is how this is all done. And that's why we need police, is because that's the general public couldn't do that. Couldn't have the woman find the suicide note that he's going to go kill people at Walmart, reportedly, or go do something big at Walmart. This AISD worker / Walmart worker. And he's on his way, and the cops made it within seconds as he's going into the Walmart with the gun, loaded for bear. Now, that's one thing, but see, I happen to know what the feds announced and what they're really doing, and if you'd like to just not say I'm lying and actually go look into what I'm saying, it's in my film Matrix of Evil, the news article, made in 2003. Ron Paul's in it, by the way. But side issue, it's free on Google Video. You don't have to pay me to see it, okay? I don't care. You don't have to buy the DVD. And my point is that the article's in there. You don't even have to know how to Google or investigate or find things. But you claim you're investigators. You're trained. So maybe you can just go find it on your own. But federal documents and the news articles where they, by law, Telecommunications Act of 96, had the NSA take over the phone companies, and their final hub, where everything comes in and goes out, is NSA offices. Not just an NSA hookup, it's NSA. Now, I told you that since 96. I read it in the Telecommunications Act, and then now it was announced last year with IBM, the whole floor in San Francisco was NSA. It begins and ends with the NSA. Everything's listened to. Everything's tracked. But they've got to introduce this to the public so they don't tell you, the cops, overnight you've got this power. Kind of like last month they announced, yeah, local cops and their squad cars will be able to dial in to our most high-powered satellites, including radio satellites that see through clouds. I mean, they'll focus right in on a pimple on your butt. I told you years ago they do that. Why? I read federal documents, and it started 7 years ago in Australia using the British Commonwealth ones to spy and harass the citizens and land grab and the rest of it. Now, the first place they announced it was 2003 in Green Bay. The governor of Wisconsin said, oh, yeah, under this new Telecommunications Act that became law October 1st, 2001, passed in 96, but had to be integrated by then, we can track all cell phones in real time. So the cops now just enter a code in Green Bay, and it's spreading, and then your cell phone pops up in real time. They can also dial in and listen to you. So when you read this in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, it's telling you about cops calling and getting permission. No. In most cities, they've already gotten to the point of not even doing that. No Fourth Amendment, no nothing, okay?
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew, Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, you're fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I talked to James Whale a few months ago, and he said he was getting more and more government pressure to shut up. I watched his evolution as he got more into the New World Order, more into government corruption. He's been interviewing me, I guess, for 8-9 years on Talk Sport. And one of the most listened to radio programs in the United Kingdom. Very, very popular. And he has now been fired. It's made headlines across the country. Radio presenter James Whale sacked after urging listeners to vote for Boris Johnson. You would think that in a supposedly free Magna Carta Western nation that wrote the book, all the liberties we enjoy here in the United States and Canada and other Anglo-American / English-style countries, English-speaking nations, that you would have free speech. But oh no, he's not allowed to have his own political views. He's not allowed to say who he likes, who he wants. They can only have the controlled government-owned BBC and others put out their spin, which is clearly for a candidate, but where they don't actually voice it. And by the way, Hillary Clinton says she wants the, quote, fairness doctrine here, too. Until 88, we couldn't have free speech on talk radio in the U.S., so they're trying to bring us back into the dark ages as well. Whereas with England, they previously had free speech. Now they've taken it away. This is the country where Robin Page, BBC presenter, in a private speech he gave, separate from his TV job, said, "I believe that rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals." He wasn't bashing either group, but they said the word homosexual is insulting. Scientific terms upset people, and that is seen as a thought crime. And they have groups of people in restaurants spying on citizens now to see what they're saying. Headline, hundreds raided in hate speech raid. So this is a new dark ages of control, all done by the velvet fist of the fake liberals. So it can come in any party, any shape or size. But the good news is he's fighting back. He has instantly organized an online radio show and a website and has instantly since he got fired last week, started a daily radio show that he'll do right when this one ends, coming up in about 50 minutes. And this is a mission to get everybody to listen to James Whale, to fight back against the UK government, who is attempting to stifle the will and free speech of its subjects who want to be free human beings. And so now we go to James Whale, joining us from England. James, really sorry to hear that your voice has been taken off the national airwaves in the UK.
Hey, Alex, thank you very much indeed. Nice to talk to you. The tables have been turned. Normally I'm interviewing you. This is an interesting departure for me. Thank you for that, my friend. Listen, here in the home of the Magna Carta, the home of democracy, we are told, let me tell you, that free speech in this country doesn't exist. There are so many rules and regulations surrounding what I am and am not allowed to say. But for 13 years on this last radio station, for 35 years over my radio career, I've done this, Alex. And now, because I am beginning to actually make sense to the majority of people in the UK, they have tried to pull the plug, but they won't silence me because
that's right. Your show has gotten more and more popular, really, gaining exponentially. And you're saying they will not silence you? Certainly not. I hope they don't come clap you in irons for having your having your own internet radio show. Tell us about the website. Tell us what you're launching.
Okay, well, listen, a few months ago I realized that the future of broadcasting, not just on the radio but on television as well, is the internet, okay? Because you and I and anybody else can start up their radio station. We don't have to be controlled by other people. And so I launched JamesWhaleRadio.com. And at the moment, I didn't expect to be going and doing it quite as quickly. But at the moment, I'm doing, keeping people up to date. When we finish talking, I shall go and talk on that, and people can listen to JamesWhaleRadio.com later and hear what I have to say. But hopefully, in the very near future, like you do, I shall be going live on the air as well. I'll be doing the podcast. I'll be doing interviews and stuff like that. There are so many restrictions regarding what somebody on the air can and cannot say. And the thing that worried me is I've got away with it. I mean, people know. People have generally said, oh, that's James Whale. We know. You know,
That's because you were already institutionalized for 40-something years. Now they've come at you. But exactly. Once you already had some power, you were still able to have some free speech. But the fact that you were a canary in the coal mine, the fact that they've gone after you.
Listen, let me tell you what the catalyst for this was. I don't blame the radio station, because the radio station were lent on from above. The radio station's been my home, has facilitated me to be able to warn people about what is really happening out there. We're living in the United Kingdom. This is the most filmed and photographed country in Europe. You cannot move in this country without being followed by a CCTV camera, okay? Yesterday, a report came out saying that it has only solved 3% of crime. What are the cameras for? They're not fighting crime, as we were told. And I said to the listeners, to the public, get out there and vote in the next election, local, national, European, whatever it is. And you know, a couple of days ago, they went out and voted in their millions, and it has never happened before. We have had the highest turnout ever of local elections. The mayor of London, like the mayor of New York, had his ass kicked. He was kicked out of power, and another guy with a blonde mop of hair and a bit of a joker got into power. Now, I don't like to think that I was the only cause of this, but I happen to say when the Prime Minister said he thought that the guy who is the Mayor of London, or was, Ken Livingstone, was the best person for the job, I happen to say something along the lines of, hey, if the Prime Minister's going for Ken, I better go for the other guy. Surely the weight of the whale should be there to make things fair. But I immediately contravened an act saying that you have to, in a run-up to an election, we can have free speech until a few weeks before an election. And then when the election is in the process, we have to just say nothing.
Now, James, let me be clear. This wasn't enforced yet, and now it's suddenly been enforced here under campaign finance reform that Bush signed in 2002. They claim that 6 weeks before an election, I can't had political speech. And you know what? I went on air and I said, go ahead, government come after me, but I have a network that will stand behind me. But now they're talking about coming after me and coming after others. So it's the exact same crap.
What are we going to do, Alex? I mean, I don't want to be too morbid about this, but, you know, this is my job. I don't make huge amounts of money. I mean, I make enough money to live, but that suddenly I find myself without any income, and I find myself being sort of spurned at every door. I'm not going to lie down and take this, I'm telling you.
Well, I hear you. People should go to jameswellradio.com. We got a big fat link to it up on infowars.com. I'm going to put the document cam up for the viewers right now so they can see your website there on the screen. We're also doing a live TV show in this fourth hour every day. And then if they look on their screen, they'll see radio presenter Whale sacked after urging listeners to vote for Boris Johnson. And again, they selectively enforce, because I've heard other London radio shows, yours is national, fawning after the communists, fawning. I mean, this last mayor you had, he was quite a establishment whore.
Well, let me tell you that Ken, who I have known, had dinner with a few times before he became mayor, affable, but as soon as he became mayor, he didn't like to speak to me. This guy introduced the congestion charge. Now, this means that you, me, anyone who drives into the capital city of the United Kingdom has to pay for the privilege. And if you don't pay, if you forget to pay, then you get fined over $100.
They impound your car some of the time. I've seen that on the news.
They also want to impound it, and they will crush it.
They also want to put transponders in all your cars, too, and track you.
Look, they're following us every way we go. Yet at the moment, the vandalism and the yobbos on the street corners. Hey, listen, let me tell you this. Big story in the news today. The police are now not going. I don't know if. Do you have the term vandalism in America?
Oh, yes. So they run around breaking lights, spray painting.
Exactly. Well, this apparently now, according to the police in Britain, is not going to be recorded as a crime figure.
Oh, let me stop you. I'm going to stop you right there. I've had my car stolen twice. Cops won't come out. I've had house broken into. They don't come out. But they're all over the street writing us tickets, raising money off of us for going a couple miles over the speed limit.
Oh, listen, it's the same in the United Kingdom. I mean, if you call the police and you say, I've got an intruder, they don't come. I like to shoot bows and arrows. We talked about this before.
Yeah, but then you're not even allowed to have guns. That's right. They won't.
Well,
they won't come for violent
gun
stuff there, but then you're not. But hell, a bow will work nicely, won't it?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, they'll come after me if I was to do that. But I am not allowing my family to be in any kind of danger at all. I occasionally break the speed limit. Do you?
Yes.
Okay. The week after next, I'm going on what they very kindly allowed me to go on, a speed awareness course. You know, when you get a ticket, they put points on your license and they fine you.
Yes.
Well, now, if you're lucky, they say, listen, we're not gonna put points on your license, but if you pay us £100, which is about $200, something like that, you can go on a speed awareness course, and we'll tell you what a bad person you are and how you could drive more safely.
No, it's all brainwashing. It's all the state bringing us into communism, bringing us into socialism. And now you spoke out against the old mayor. The new mayor did get elected. You had tens of millions of listeners. I have no doubt that you helped swing the pendulum. And the reason I know that is I've been on probably 50, 60 or more other radio shows, and yours was the strongest out there. I would call most of the others just the simpering, ninnying. Literally, they sounded like castrated nymphs.
People won't stand up to authority. The British do not like to make a fuss. The British like to bow their heads and apologize if somebody says to them, shh, you can't do that.
What you need is a bunch of crazy rednecks over there. I don't know. We're pretty cowardly over here, too. We've been domesticated as well. I think the good life that our forebearers gave us has made us a bunch of lazy slobs, myself included. James Whale, thought criminal, on the other side of this quick break, jameswhaleradio.com. Check it out. It's censored in the good old Airstrip 1.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's
known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones live forever. Grave digger.
JamesWhaleRadio.com.
Would you make
a rebirth of the Phoenix right there? This is a quick segment. We'll come back in a long segment, have time to do a host of issues. But James Whale, I know you didn't censor yourself, but you did even on air say, hey, I got to be careful. I got to watch it. I noticed you got more radical the last year or so, listening to the show sometimes online and also being a guest every few months. You can say whatever you want here, Now, what are some of the things you want to get off your chest? Some of the things you didn't say on Talk Sport you'd wanted to say, or maybe you said them, but you would have said them a little bit differently if you didn't know the censors were creeping about.
I mean, you, first of all, are you allowed to talk about your commercials or not?
Yeah, I can talk about my commercials, and I say I don't like a lot of them.
Yeah. Well, the last one I heard, Hemp USA, listen, I had cancer about 8 years ago, and I need to get some of that. But, of course, you can't grow anything like that in the UK either.
Well, now, I like the hemp people. I like that.
Yeah. Now,
I just don't like people selling magic cubes on the show.
Yeah. But listen, I've said for a long, long time, and they could have chucked me off the air if they'd wanted to. I've said, listen, there's a huge problem with drugs, right? Everywhere, over the world, the police have got their hands full with drugs, and I've said for a long time, legalize them all, everything. I don't care what you legalize. I don't care what you do.
I agree.
I don't care where you do it, as long as you don't get in my face, as long as you don't break the law, as long as you don't cause danger to anyone else.
Well, drug use goes down when you do that, but go ahead.
Of course. Well, prohibition. How did that work out in Chicago?
It didn't do too well. No,
right. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, the other thing, I had the former Chancellor of the Exchequer under Margaret Thatcher on my radio show the other night before I got kicked out. His name is Norman Lamont. He has written a book. He's decided that he's going to have a go at Al Gore, the big fat boar, and the global warming issue. And he has brought a lot of proof to bear that this whole fallacy about green issues, global warming and everything else is nothing more than scare tactics by certain interested parties. And these interested parties...
Well, yeah, he admitted that their own government report was staged, and documents have come out that they admit it's a global tax. It's a total...
Yeah. Absolutely.
So what happened?
Here's a fact for you. The planet has not warmed up for over 10 years.
Yeah, we've been cooling...
1998, we started to cool, and we haven't done anything other than that.
Well, I know that the Earth is the lowest level of carbon dioxide ever recorded, going back hundreds of thousands of years. And
yeah.
Ice core, we need carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
But, you know, the general public's so dumb over here, you can walk up to them and give them a scientific name for table salt or water, and they'll say ban it. They think carbon dioxide is like uranium or something.
Yeah. I mean, we have this wonderful thing, the carbon tax now, mm-hmm. and people are encouraged to have the lowest carbon footprint they can have. What does that mean?
It's anti-human. It's a way to regulate and control you.
Yeah, absolutely. How much do you pay for fuel in your car?
We pay, on national average, about $4 a gallon now.
Okay, because I'm now Europeanized, I can't think in gallons, but a liter, how many liters in a gallon, I can't remember.
That's right, you're not allowed to, in fact, shopkeepers get arrested that secretly try to wheel out their old pound scales.
That's how
much freedom you've got.
Good news is that the European Union said that's an infringement of their civil liberties to be done, so they can't be harassed that much anymore, but you can't find anything sold in anything other than liters or grams, or whatever it is. Now, for 1 liter of fuel in the United Kingdom at the moment, I'm paying on average £1.15.
So that's like $4.50. $4.50.
Yeah, that's for 1 liter.
Unbelievable.
87% of that goes to the government.
Good Lord.
How food has risen by something like 25% recently. You can't borrow money. They're foreclosing on mortgages. How are the people supposed to live? The question I have to ask is, why is nobody complaining about this?
Well, now there's more cops out giving tickets, and like I said earlier, I mean, we're literally infested. I mean, there are so many cops in Austin, we are infested.
Well, listen, we didn't have enough cops, so do you know what they did? Because it was difficult to become a British bobby, was quite a difficult feat. You know, you had to be intelligent.
So they bastardized it and hired all these little minions. Stay there. We're going to break. Long segment coming up. But I want to talk about James Whale, what it was like when they told you were fired, and were there any little victory speeches by the media about getting rid of this vicious rabble. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention GCN listeners, would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories will all immortalize.
And boys, we'll light again.
I am a Midwest farmer. I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor, I'm a liberated man. But the rain, it hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't come soon, my crops will die. The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming, but the clouds are coming too. He ain't my friend. And I'll ride again.
I'm an American Indian, my tribe is Cherokee. My forefathers loved this land, they left it here for me.
All right, we're back live with James Whale, JamesWhaleRadio.com. I really appreciate James Whale coming on with us today, and we'll have him back on a routine basis. In fact, we can do a simulcast sometime if he'd like. James, for those that just joined us, I want to be clear. The British papers are reporting that the government had you basically canned. They were, quote, looking at canning you and then put pressure on the station, and that they then let you go. News Corp is the parent company. Radio presenter James Whale sacked after urging listeners to vote for Boris Johnson. Controversial radio presenter James Whale has been sacked for urging his TalkSport listeners to vote for Boris Johnson. His comments during a show on March 20th have sparked a number of complaints to the broadcasting watchdog, OFCOM. Oh, it's their job, not for profanity or sex or any. No, no, no. It's, oh, you told the people who you liked. You had free, oh, this is horrible, free speech. There are clear rules forbidding broadcasters from election bias. Oh, it's a bias. It's like being racist to have an opinion. And although the OFCOM investigation is not yet finished, Fox Sports mounted its own inquiry and dismissed the veteran presenter. And then you can go on and look at the picture of this vicious criminal. It says bias talk sport DJ James Whale. No, he's not a disc jockey, idiots at the newspaper. That's someone who spins records or CDs. Talk sport DJ James Whale has been sacked for urging people to vote Tory. And it goes on, Yorkshire-based Mr. Whale, 56, has worked for the station since it launched in 95. His show went out from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Monday through Thursday, an outspoken right-winger with a long history of courting controversy. He had considered standing for mayor himself before publicly pledging support for Mr. Johnson. And it went on to say, James Whale, guilty of serious error of judgment, which we found totally unacceptable, TalkSport said. This isn't the first time the controversial radio personality has created a stir. And it went on to just talk about page after page of the vicious things he's done. I mean, this is a person who actually doubts man-made global warming and speaks out against the religious tenet and so much more. What other things outrage the Ministry of Truth individuals?
Well, practically everything I say. But listen, I have to be, first of all, the enormous amount of complaints I got to what we refer to as Ofcom were three. Okay? But I have to, listen, I have to stick up for my former employees because they, you know, they were lent on. If they hadn't sacked me, they were in danger of losing their right to broadcast. Okay?
Yeah, but we need to have broadcasters fight the establishment, fight system.
We have a, first of all, what I said, I'm fully aware of the rules that surround me, okay? And I thought that what I was saying was in a humorous vein. Do you know what I mean? I thought we were being a little satirical about this. As the Prime Minister was getting behind the other guy, I thought I should perhaps show that there was some support.
Notice how this works. Notice how all the government people and any other talk show host who's pro-New World Order, you're also anti-European Union and anti-New World Order, they're all allowed to say whatever they want. And this has been selectively enforced. You have been persecuted. Go ahead.
Well, thank you for that. I feel persecuted, I have to say, because, you know, I had a job one minute, the next minute I had no job. And I've been doing this, like you, Alex, for most of my life. Let me tell you, things today are far more difficult and far more restricted than they have ever been before.
Well, they're going to get a lot more restrictive as everybody goes bankrupt and they have the black-clad stormtroopers confiscating your homes. I mean, we can't have James Whale on air not, you know, saying, Hail Britannia. We've got to have somebody who is pro-New World Order, pro... I mean, look, 80-plus percent of your population is against going into the European Union. We can't have a talk show host who's wildly popular who agrees with sovereignty, can we?
No, it's a huge problem. You cannot do a talk radio show unless you have a point of view. I don't care what your point of view is, but you have to have a point of view. And it's not acceptable to suddenly say to somebody, you know, you can't think this, you can't think that, you can't say this, you can't say that. Otherwise, we have no freedom of speech.
And then the entire population, young people growing up, model their speech off of news, off of talk radio, and that's why we have a generation of people in this country and in your country, and because we used to have this here too, who where they always say that they don't have an opinion or couch everything like lawyers. Successful talk radio, the number one rule, and I know you know this, is that you have an opinion and you stick with it and that you don't back off.
Do you know how many talk radio stations we have in the UK?
Not many.
Well, we have one national one, which was the one I was on. These are commercial stations, not the BBC, obviously. They don't have any either. We have three local talk radio stations, one in London, one in Edinburgh, and one in Liverpool, and that is it.
I must have been on a bunch of their shows then, because I've been on a few in London, a few in Scotland, quite a few in Ireland, and then I, you know, the more I think about it, usually it was just a handful of station hosts,
and
they would usually snivel at me and laugh at me, and or they'd call up saying they were friendly, which they could have said they hated me and I would have come on.
Yeah.
And then I'd get on air and I'd later learn that it was a tape show and they'd cut it up and then make fun of me. So I guess it's okay to then have a view that the government's good, surveillance is good. So you, actually, James, you can have a view just so long as it's groveling and worshiping the government.
Most people are frightened who are on the air in this country. They want to suck up to the people who employ them. I have been very, very lucky that my employers have encouraged me over the years to be controversial, because nobody else in this country has done it. Now, I overstepped the mark. And to be quite honest with you, I actually didn't mean to do it. Some of it slipped out of my mouth.
You're a thought criminal.
It.
Exactly. Winston may have been speaking in his sleep when the telescreen picked it up.
You know, but I don't know. I have to say I have no animosity to them. If you know, if at some point they'd like to offer me a job back, I may well be prepared to say yes.
Say you're sorry to BB. Say apologize to Big Brother before they send you to the Chestnut Cafe.
But, you know, I have discovered that the place for broadcasters is the Internet. And that is the place where there is freedom of speech and there is freedom of expression. And in this country, we have hardly any Internet radio to talk of. We got a few stations that play music. I can put a CD in my car or in my MP3. Hang on, I'm going to just turn that off for one moment, because that's my other phone. I have to... Hang on. Do you like my ringtone?
Yes, it's very nice. What was it?
It was some gangster rap that I recorded from some radio station in America. But I had to stop it before the rude words ensue.
Well, James, you know, in the time we've got here, I agree that it's the future. But we need the old media to energize the new media, and that's what I've done. I've used old media platforms, starting out Access TV, then local radio, then syndicated radio, to then energize the new media, and then together the two have a synergy. And so that's why I think it's important that you get booked on as many UK shows as you can to launch your new website. That's why I hope people will visit it, will spread the word about it, because we need to see you rise out of the ashes like a phoenix.
I was on Sky TV this morning talking about the news. I'm on once a week at the moment on Sky Television, which is a satellite TV station like CNN over here, broadcasts all over the world. And I'm doing a few things. So I'm sitting here and reorganizing myself.
No, I understand. Tell us about the radio show. You just started it. You've got it coming up live in about 15 minutes. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to do on that show that you didn't do on the Big Brother program.
Well, at the moment, I'm just going to be talking. We don't have the facility to take calls and things live on air, and I'm going to talk to your people about how we can learn from you. But I'm going to be sitting here. I'm just going to be going through the newspapers. I'm going to be referring to some of the emails that people have sent me and stuff like that. And also, what we're probably going to do tonight is, we're going to replay for the people who haven't been able to hear your radio show, you and me on for the last hour. We're going to replay this on jameswhaleradio.com as well.
Good. Absolutely. I asked you to do that, and that's a good idea. Thanks for doing that. But, I mean, you can't tell me that it's not wrong that they fired you. I mean, I understand you're trying to be friendly. You're still doing a spot on international TV through the same company. So I understand why you're trying to make nice, but they have fired you from your main job. If three complaints from haters of free speech and lovers of that monster Big Brother mayor you had that could do this, what about listeners contacting Talk Sport and politely telling them, and what about them contacting the little control freaks at the government body and telling them that this is seen as a real attack on free speech?
Whether or not that will have any effect at all, I don't know. But if people want to do that, there are people who are organizing all sorts of campaigns. I'd be very humble for them to do that. But I think I have to now, you know, they got rid of me. I have to look towards the future. I have to look after my own interests and try and make something out of this, Alex, like you have.
Absolutely. Anything else? I mean, many other times you were biting your lip where you wanted to say something, but you self-censored. You know, just the thought of having to think about what you're going to say is censorship itself, many have found, looking at the basic psychology. Or are you afraid that they may nail you to the cross
for things you say now? I'm not afraid whatsoever.
Then engage in thought crime right now. Tell us what James Whale really thinks about Tony Blair. What he really thinks. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I've said this before, and this may have something to do with my present situation. I mean, Tony Blair was the biggest liability that this country has ever suffered. And I said this before on radio. I've said it in newspapers. I've said it on television. Let me tell you, when Tony Blair came to power, because people were bored with the old Tories, and people do get bored unless the politicians connect with them, and when they forget to connect, then people get bored and they go somewhere else. Tony Blair came in with his grinning smile and his lying ways, and he ruined the country. He came in with £50 billion in the chest, in the black, and he left office with something like £100 billion in debt. Most of this because of his ridiculous relationship with your George Bush, and the fact that they took us into this illegal war in Iraq and Afghanistan, where we are allowing our men and women to be killed. We are allowing people to spend billions of dollars and billions of pounds, which we can't afford, my friend. We cannot afford it. And this is where it has to stop. You know, the people of Britain, and I dare say a lot of the people in America when they learn the truth, did not want us to go to war. They didn't see any reason why we should flatten Iraq, why we should kill so many innocent people and allow so many of our people to be killed. Somebody has got to speak out. It's got to stop. And we actually have the power if we did but know it.
But if the people on the airwaves aren't allowed to ever say their views, how are the people ever going to get together? This is designed to neutralize the people having their will heard in government. I mean, it's that simple.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's the same in America, I presume, as here, that if you are writing in a newspaper, you can say whatever you like. You can have a view on anything. So, therefore, why is the radio and the TV, to a certain extent, different?
James, how did this go down when they called you in and fired you for your thought crime?
Well, they didn't. They phoned me up and told me. They didn't call me in.
And what did they say? I mean, how did it go?
Well, they just said, listen, James, very sorry, but we can't, we you know, you're going to have to go. We can't accept this sort of behavior. And that was it, really. I mean, I said, oh, right, okay. I was a bit shocked, I have to be honest with you.
James, we cannot accept this type of behavior. Free speech in England. What do you think this is, a free country? Run him through immediately.
You have to understand that at this particular moment in time, I can't say much about that, obviously, because my lawyers are looking over it.
I understand, but is there any chance, I mean, to get you back on air? I mean, I would imagine, I mean, being on the same station for, I mean, close to 15 years, that has got to really, a huge audience has to really upset all of your fans. I bet they are just hammering. Who do they replace you with?
I don't know. I mean, I think that they haven't even thought that far, and they'll replace me with somebody who is a very safe bet.
Well, what do they have on the air right now?
Say again?
What do they have on right now?
Do you know, when I never have bothered to listen when I'm not on. If I'm not on, if I'm on holiday, I'm not one of these paranoid people who listens to see whether the guy on instead of me is any better or any worse.
No, but I mean, I would want to know at least. I mean, they probably got somebody in there doing sewing lessons or how to play patty cake or how to lick black boots or how to worship a surveillance camera. I mean, you now have surveillance cameras that shout orders at you. It sounds like freedom to me, James.
I don't know, and I don't care. If they decide that the public would like to have me back on air, then maybe they will say, "Listen, James, you know, perhaps we can come to some arrangement. We can bury the hatchet." I don't know, but I do know that I will continue to improve the presence and improve the sort of free radio, if you like, that we can get on the internet without interference.
Well, I agree, but this sounds like Vladimir Putin, where he fires people from private stations because he doesn't like them. I mean, is the UK like Russia?
No, the UK, the radio stations have no choice. They are told by this organization,
so,
Ofcom.
So it's Russia. It is Russia. Let's admit what it is.
Who hand out the licenses to broadcast. If you don't do what we tell you, we will take your license away.
Well, that is obscene. That is that needs to be abolished. England needs to be free. And the creatures that are running it, I mean, your establishment is totally trying to enslave you. I mean, there's no doubt they're squeezing the peasantry. And
I'm going to be living in the woods hunting with my bow and arrow just to keep myself alive for the next few months.
Well, how are you doing money-wise? I hope you get some big sponsors. Looks like you've already got some for James
Whale
Radio.
Well, we will. I mean, at the moment it's a bit touch and go, but I hope in the next few weeks that we will be able to sign some people up and help. Hopefully we'll get some people to support a new free form of broadcasting here in the UK. Maybe we can open a branch of Prison Planet UK or something.
Yes, maybe we can get the Mayor of London to give you a job as city broadcaster. We'll be right back with James Whale.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now, you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlcaVita. AlcaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlcaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlcaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
Final segment, we'll have to have James Whale pop back in with us in the next few weeks. For those that listen on the internet at Infowars.com, we will be rebroadcasting the full 4 hours of the radio show back to back as soon as it ends for all the AM and FM affiliates. We'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, 4 hours live. Who we'd have on today? The start of the show, Jim Tucker, Moles Inside Trilateral Commission. Exactly what they're up to. He's proven to be deadly accurate. That's going to restart in about 4 minutes. And then we've got David Rothkopf. He is the head of Kissinger and Associates, top globalist, openly calling for world government. Had him on for 30 minutes with us. Unbelievable interview. Then Mike Rivero, investigative journalist. Joseph Stryzak, who was Deborah Jean Palfrey, the D.C. Madam's friend, managed the building she lived in, where she said men were after her, trying to kill her. And guess what? I just came in on the fax machine, Park Lake Towers. I have, from him, the letter she sent with her interest to buy the condo for $199,000, unit 207, with her handwriting. I happen to have her handwriting, not the contract, but the cover sheets. And let me just tell you, it does not look like a good fake. Whoever did this tried to copy her handwriting, but it is not the real McCoy. A professional copier did not do this. Not that I'm a handwriting expert, but I've seen TV programs on it, and I'm an artist, and I know how to look at the letters, and it's not the same. Different person, big time. Oh, man, this is really, really bad. But it doesn't have to be that fake for the population. So we're going to be having this scanned in up on JonesReport.com and a report on it for everybody in the next few hours. Also, PrisonPlanet.com. But remember, retransmission on the Internet starts in about 3 minutes at InfoWars.com. You'll want to tune in to hear Jim Tucker and the rest of it. James Whale, in closing, JamesWhaleRadio.com, we salute you for not backing down from the censors. And we say, may you rise again, greater than ever, to defeat the enemy. When I heard you the last few years get more hardcore against the New World Order and one of the only show taking me serious in the UK, I wondered just a few weeks ago when I was on how you were still on the air. I guess you got sacked a few days after that?
Well, yeah, a couple of weeks now. But thank you, Alex, very much indeed. It's a pleasure to be on your program. I love to talk to you. I love to listen to your show. And I'm a huge fan, as you know.
Well, we're a fan of what you're doing. We're a fan of you fighting the European Union, taking over England. In closing, they said that with the European Constitution, they promised you'd be able to vote on it. Then they lied and didn't allow that. 80-plus percent in the polls. I mean, you live there, you know better than I, but most polls I see are 80-plus percent are against the European Union. Why are you still being sucked into it?
We have no choice. We have not been allowed to have our say. I suppose, you know, it's like everything else. If you went to the polls and you said, do you want to bring back capital punishment, which we don't have in this country, the majority of people would say yes. If you were to say, do you want to be a member of the European Union, the majority of people would say no. If you would say, do you want to cut the tax on fuel, the majority of people would say yes. So I'm at a loss to know, Alex, where democracy actually is anymore.
Well, I mean, that's it. They tax you to social engineer and destroy the middle class so they have full control, and then they order the police to not stop real criminals, but to go out and write you tickets so you beg for more police so that they can write you more tickets. James Whale, radio show starts in about 2 minutes at jameswhaleradio.com. Thank you for spending time with us.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon, Alex. Good night, everybody.
Take care. James, if you'd like, we'll talk for a second off air here in just a moment, but we're going to end transmission right now. Again, if you missed any of this Power Pack show, the first hour was amazing. The rebroadcast starts right now at InfoWars.com. To John Harmon, to Billy Bob, to everybody running the show, great job. We salute and thank you all. Back live tomorrow, 11 to 3 p.m. Central. And Burmese will be sitting in tomorrow, then I'll be back. But as I said, ladies and gentlemen, retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.